Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, your weekly update on all the happy things that go on in the mortgage world, including buying, refinancing, getting home equity loans, cashback refinance, reverse mortgages, jumbo loans, FHA loans, VA loans, USDA loans. We want to share these things with you. If you're sitting at home or if you're a fan, and you're waiting for getting back into the sports world and not having to watch replays of sporting events from 2, 3, 5 years ago, we all wish for that same thing. But in the meantime, we have live mortgages, and we want to share those with you. The world has been crazy. We've been sharing you updates. The world is moving fast. If you listened to the show last week, I explained that the mortgage world, well, in 2007 and 2008, it took a year and a half to actually, it took about 2 to 3 years for things to unfold and unwind and for the world to collapse, even though the start of it was 2 or 3 years before it actually had the symptoms show up in the economy. These symptoms, obviously we have all kinds of different symptoms, but in terms of the mortgage symptoms, the unwinding in the fast movement of the credit markets seizing up has happened in about a week. So what took years is taking a week. So time, it's like there's dog years, you know, 7 years for one. And then in this instance, we're trading off what was taking years, is taking 1 year is 1 week now. And I think a lot of that's because everyone knew people didn't move fast enough in 2007, 2008, people being investors, they didn't pay attention to what would happen next in a crisis, a financial crisis. So this current situation has turned into a financial crisis for many homeowners, many Americans, many Texans. And so we have the health crisis, which has turned into the financial crisis. And so people knew the cascade of what happens next then, and so they're reacting. They're not waiting a year and a half to wait to see what happens next. They already know what happens next. So what I'm going to share with you today a little bit is, one, hope, because the mortgage world is hopefully coming back to normal here in the next couple of weeks. You didn't know, you may not have known that the mortgage world was not normal. We are not normal. I can tell you that now. And in the last 8 business days, the world has gone from all the loan programs available to now we've knocked out about 25% of potential mortgages in the mortgage world. And I can share that with you as we move on here. I'll share all those things with you. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
This is Tress Collins. She is the person that you all want to listen to on the show.
Nah, they listen to you.
I am the behind-the-scenes noise. I'm that noise. You just turn on your radio and you hear that noise in the background and just have something going on. And so you have to be doing something else. But you can text us today. Now, here's the other thing that's happening, because I'm going to be sneezing. Allergies started last night.
Man, I know. Me too. Oh, my gosh.
And I think all that rain last week was knocking this pollen out of the sky, is getting into the lakes. And so for the last few days, we haven't had rain now. Actually, it's raining.
Yep.
Actually, rain's coming through DFW now. And so hopefully it knocks some of the pollen out of the sky. But before it does, I know last night I've had allergies for a long time. I know what allergies are. So currently the allergies are kicking in. You might hear a couple sneezes here.
Same here.
From Tress and me on the show. And so, yeah, that's what's going on. So what have you guys been up to over at the Collins' household?
You know, it's kind of same old, same old. I work from home, so, you know, still working from home. I mean,
oh, really?
I've been working from home for like 6 years, so this is like not a new lifestyle for me.
So nothing has changed there?
No, not really. But because of my allergies, though, when I do have to go to the grocery store, I try so hard to suppress my coughs because I cough because I have sinus drainage, right?
Yeah.
Happens every allergy season. Yeah. But the one time I let a cough out, everybody stops and stares. And I'm just like, no, it is okay. Yeah. Everybody just breathe. That's all right.
Yeah. Well.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy going on. But we at the TexasLending.com mortgage company are still writing your loans, closing your loans, getting them done. Now, what is going on, though? Where are mortgage rates? Mortgage rates for some of you, many of you, we're seeing some 15 years back in the twos again, where they had moved up a little bit over the last few. We had seen them as low as 2.25 just 2 weeks ago. And then over the last 2 weeks, there's been wild swings within one day. You've seen the stock market going up and down. So have mortgage rates. They've been going up and down, mostly, anyway, all kinds of craziness. It was a week ago about Thursday, not just Thursday 2 days ago, but a week ago Thursday when the non-QM, the non-qualified mortgages, if it's not serviced or guaranteed by the federal government, when I say serviced, if it's not Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginny Mae type loan, then they called those non-QM loans. Those are loans at 560, 580, 590, getting cash out, paying off their debts, hopefully getting their restructured and refinancing a year later. That credit market seized up in 2 days. Hmm. That market took a year and a half to seize up in the last crisis in 2007, 2008. They seized up and stopped issuing credit. Their credit lines in some cases seized up. And so we've seen that happen. Then what happened this week is, well, a lot's happened.
every day.
And I'm hoping that since yesterday they signed this bill that it frees up credit markets. And I want to bring everybody up to speed on what's happening there, but I want to make sure that it's not too long and drawn out, because I want to just explain that a week ago Friday, most credit markets in the mortgage world were acting efficiently. And things were working out okay. And then last weekend, they were supposed to sign a bill, just like when Lehman Brothers was going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we need $700 billion. And then Congress laughed at them. And then the market laughed back, and it dropped like 3,000 points in a matter of 2 days.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what's going on there in Washington. And so I'm not saying they don't know that people are getting sick, but they don't understand the – when they're still getting a paycheck and other people don't, they don't. Do they really care? And so, they think $1,500. They think $1,200 is gonna your $7,000 salary, your $6,000 or $5,000 salary is gonna be made up with $1,200, and mm-hmm. it's not. And so that's when they don't know what's going on. But it's not about that. The companies that offer these jobs for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year will go away. And so it's funny when I hear, oh, why are they taking care of the companies? Because your $1,200 check isn't going to keep your $70,000 salary. If the corporation's gone, then your job is gone. And so in the mortgage world, last weekend, they were expecting that bill was going to get signed. Because here is the big deal. This is the big deal. And it's quite unfortunate. We actually had a governor came out and told people not to make their mortgage payments. Now, here's the problem with that for all of you sitting at home. When people sign a mortgage contract, you at home sign it. The lender signs it. There is a city and municipal government involved for taxes, you know, on those properties. The governor does not sign that contract. So for an external party to unilaterally and recklessly tell people to stop making their mortgage payments without a bill in place that supersedes contract law, you have basically violated, you've basically told people to violate their contract. And when you do that,
with no thought to the consequences thereof.
Well, no thought to the consequences. By Monday, the whole mortgage market seized up. You see, the whole world of money depends on a continuous chain of that money changing hands. And if someone in the middle of the process decides, we're just going to stop paying, then the rest of the chain shuts down. That's my layman's way of explaining it. And so you have lenders which lent people $200,000 for a house in hopes of being repaid. And then the government comes out and just says, oh, go ahead and don't pay them, without being part of that contract, without having anything passed into law, without having the federal government have any bill or law that says we're going to cover that payment for you, none of that in place. Then banks immediately have to write, they now have to, based on the anticipated non-payments that are going to come their way, have to now immediately write down all their mortgages and stop giving loans based on their financial prospects. That happened in the last week. And so what happened is, within a matter of about 3 days, about 90% of the mortgage world had to write down all their mortgages, which made all of their valuations negative, and it stopped the credit markets from working properly. Meanwhile, you have the Federal Reserve out there buying mortgage-backed securities, causing rates, mortgage bond prices to go way down, mortgage bond rates to go down. And when all this happened, Tress, when that started to happen, the markets, one, can't handle the volume of business that's out there now, because there's refinances have increased 1,000% with 100% of the, just 100% of the same number of employees in the industry. So you have 1,000% of the business with 100% of the employees, and a governor came out and said, don't make your mortgage payment. Now, that's reckless. And it's like saying, go make a run on your bank. That's basically what a governor told people to do. And so, that's really bad. And so imagine if everyone just said, hey, stop ordering everything from restaurants. Well, that's not good for restaurants. What are the consequences of that? Hey, you could just go on down the path and just say, hey, stop paying these people money. Hey, businesses, you want to survive? Stop paying your employees.
It's like you're sentencing them to a guillotine.
Well, you're stopping the money chain.
Yep, exactly.
There's a chain of money. We pay the employees. The employees go out and buy food. The employees pay their mortgage. When the mortgage is paid, the interest goes to a bond fund. The bond fund reimburses your 401k. Your 401k is what you know. And so financial companies then distribute that money to, when you want to get your money, your money comes back. So that's a very tiny little world of 401k, right, or of money supply. But if you just said, hey, stop paying your employees, well, then there's no more money going into a bond fund, and there's no more loans. If you say stop paying the mortgage, then there's no money going into the bond fund. Hey, stop putting money into 401ks. So a lot of people had already stopped putting money into the market and started pulling their money out. And so when that happens, credit markets seize up. The money, the bailout, when you don't pay your mortgage, you don't know this at home, the bank, the lender, the servicer, see, they don't own the mortgage. The mortgage is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or Ginnie Mae, the majority of them, 95% of them. That's where the loans get sold to. The ownership is for Fannie Mae. There is a right to collect the interest by the bank and forward that interest on to Fannie Mae, and then Fannie Mae reimburses. Now, catch this. If your rate's at 5% for a mortgage sitting at home, on a Fannie Mae loan, the bank gets to keep 0.25% of that interest. 5%, they get to keep 0.25. Over 4 years, they like 1%. If the rates are at 3% and they sell that loan to Fannie Mae, the bank gets to keep 0.25%. That's how much they get to keep per year. If you don't pay your mortgage payment, the servicer, by contract with Fannie Mae, they have to forward the mortgage payment along with the interest and principal onto Fannie Mae.
Mm-hmm.
The bank makes 0.25% a year, Tress. 0.25% a year. If the rate is 5%, the bank has to forward the whole interest for that month. They have to forward the payments to Fannie Mae. So what happens if 30% of the people stop making their mortgage payment? The banks are insolvent within a month. Okay? They don't have your mortgage payment plus 5% to send to Fannie Mae. They sold the loan to Fannie Mae. That allows them to keep lending money. Well, how do they keep getting money? Well, the interest on the loan gets paid to your 401k. You're the one investing in these things. You're the one who wants your 401k to drop in half. You're the one, I know you don't want to. I'm just saying that for a governor to tell people to stop making their mortgage payments
is reckless.
How about let's figure out a way to get them their $5,000 salary back? You know, that's what we got to figure it out.
Yep.
So anyway, you know, that's what's in flux. The mortgage world shut down. We're hopefully now that they signed this bill, we'll explain to you why it might unfreeze next week. We'll tell you what else froze up in the mortgage market. We'll tell you what your opportunities are to refinance. And we're going to tell you to go to TexasSunny.com right now and apply. In the end of all this, I want to tell you to keep applying with TexasSunny.com because we are free to do business. So call us now. 972-387-4600. Coming back after these messages in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. We are back. I'm Kevin Miller, the owner and CEO of TexasSunny.com. We've been around for 20 years. Tress, you've been doing the show here with us for a while.
Yeah.
Trying to explain to you what went on this week, and I'm going to try to get to it so we can start answering questions for folks because, you know, you might have had a crazy, scary morning, but you can't spend 4 hours explaining it to your friends at work. You know, you got to get to it. Yeah. But I just want to tell you that the mortgage market seized up this week, and it seized up because banks and servicers are afraid that they're not going to get paid on their mortgages. And then because of that, they're afraid not getting paid in their mortgages. Then the servicers aren't buying the loans right now, because they don't want to take on loans that people aren't going to pay. And so when they didn't sign the bill last weekend, it completely froze up the mortgage market this week. Loans weren't sold. Loans were held onto. Loans weren't moving. And so some of the largest servicers in the country would be out of business here within about a month, or probably 3 weeks. If they didn't sign this bill. And so, because someone has to make those mortgage payments, the contract says so. No one can say, oh, just forego all the contracts that were signed. That's the reason our country is great. We have contracts that stand up to law. We have title insurance that people can't come just, hey, we're just going to come take your title insurance because the government told us to, you know. It's like, you know, there are contracts that the government can't violate, right? They can't just come in and take your stuff. And so, anyway, all that is important. And the market's froze up. Here's what's happening, though. I got to tell you. The biggest fear right now is in the government-insured loans. Below, call it 660 credit score. Some of the banks are doing it under 680. They are, after April 3rd, not going to buy or do any FHA/VA loans under the score of 660. Okay, that is the dictate from the industry right now, is stop doing loans under a credit score of 660. That's about probably 15 to 20% of the mortgages. Mm-hmm. The non-QM loans were a very tiny percent of the mortgages, probably about 1% to 2%. Those froze up a week ago. So you're getting to a situation, if you are a builder, if you are a realtor, and you're a seller of a home, and you start taking away mortgage programs, then that limits buyers. It slows down the mortgage market. So that's the concern. The hope is that that was all this last past week. Everyone's been seizing up. The whole mortgage world shut down. When I say shut down, acting normally. And so when they signed the bill says this. There is $450 billion in that bill that servicers can then go borrow money from the Federal Reserve to be making people's mortgage payments for them. the banks already had a cash crisis. I explained it on this show back in December. There is a cash shortage in the banking industry. It's a very strange thing, that very high chance of calamity coming with that being the process. And then this happens with this virus thing, and then the banks got to start making people's mortgage payments for them. The banks, you know, that's not what banks are for, right? And that's not the contract's about. So people are doing what they need to do at home. There's a law passed that's going to allow some consumers to forego making mortgage payments, some consumers. Some loans will be allowed to go collect money from the Federal Reserve as servicers so they can make the payments for their clients. There are going to be some loans where that's not going to be allowed, okay, because they're not government-backed loans, right? That's my anticipation. Here's the hope in the mortgage world, that between now and April 1st, we have two business days, March 30th and 31st, the mortgage world and all the smart people that are in it will be talking to the government to fully understand what their abilities are to borrow the money to be able to make these consumers' mortgage payments. If they don't pay the mortgage payments, Fannie Mae will seize all the loans. The bankers will write down all that business off their books, and they'll be out of business. Trillions of dollars written down. And so this was the nonsense when they say the nonsense of the federal government and the that went on the prior weekend when they didn't sign it and wanted to throw in all this other stuff. So we're hoping that the world can come back to some kind of normal and that credit scores below 660 can continue to be made by April 1st. We'll know that information. I'll share it with you on next week's show. In the meantime, mortgage rates have come back down nicely. We're seeing, there are still some situations in some loan products that you're going to have a hard time getting the product quoted to you. But on a refinance, simple purchase, simple refinance, high credit score, cash out loans, then you still have some great opportunities to get great deals. We're seeing some 15 years back in the twos. Yesterday, last night, Tress, I saw that the 15-year mortgage, mm-hmm. the 15-year conventional mortgage being quoted, it was this on CNBC, said it was 3.4%, and that the 30-year mortgage was like 3.5%. We're quoting our 15 years in the twos for a great deal of consumers right now.
Wow.
So TexasHoney.com, I'm going to explain to you again. We advertise on TV, radio, Google, Bing, all over the place. And we basically shut down a great majority of our Google advertising so that we can continue to take your phone calls off of TV and radio here in Dallas. So that we have throttled our business to a level that we can service. A level that all of our... When the business quadruples and your credit lines haven't quadrupled, does that make sense? Your credit lines haven't quadrupled. Then, you know, we continue to do, we're doing about 100% more business than we were. We're able to manage 100% more business than what we were doing. So we're throttled to that. And we can offer great rates. A lot of the banks, the large banks, here's what else has happened. This is all came out this week. Trust some of the large banks, their fulfillment centers are overseas in Asia.
Yeah.
Like whenever you call your credit card company and they answer the phone, there are a lot of them in foreign countries. A lot of the fulfillment centers for banks are in foreign countries. So if you think your bank is in great shape, your bank's going to take 6 to 9 months to close your refinance. Okay? I'm just letting you know. We're at about 35 days right now. Your bank's going to be at 6 to 9 months. Their rates are so high now at the banks because they can't take on the business, and so they've jacked up their rates. Okay? And so their fulfillment centers are overseas. They're shut down for the coronavirus. Okay. So that's what, so you think, oh, the banks are safe. Okay. Well, they're not. Then you have servicers who all of a sudden were faced with the prospect of having to make everyone's mortgage payment and they're not banks. Well, they're gonna run out of cash in about about 2 weeks, okay? So unless this bill, you know, is fully realized. This new law they so there are all kinds of that some people's credit lines have been shut down. Because they didn't have enough cash to run their company before this crisis. Some credit lines, there's 1,000% more refinances with the same number of credit lines. And with this whole financial crisis, they're not increasing people's credit lines 1,000%. We have throttled our business back so that we can manage our business, and we are doing your loans here at TexasLending.com at continuing some of the best rates in the state of Texas. Call us today, 972-387-4600. We are taking calls every day. Our staff is, we have 80% of our staff working from home. Okay, that's nice. They're VPNing in. And so if you call our office, we can transfer you to them live. That's nice. And we're, you know, we're taking care of our employees. We're bringing in lunch every day for the employees that are here at the office. And that was an interesting week. It was funny. Trust, we had Subway sandwiches from one place one day. And then sub sandwiches, right? Sub sandwich. Submarine sandwiches. So we had submarine sandwiches one day, then submarine sandwiches next. And within about 10 minutes after this, two different sub sandwich corporations, they said, oh, the sub sandwiches for yesterday are superior to the sub sandwiches. It was unanimous. Yeah, those were pretty good. So now we know when you get them randomly throughout the month, you can't really tell. But when you get them back to back and you become a connoisseur of delivered lunch.
Yeah,
then it's a real thing. And so we made a quick determination.
Somebody is definitely better than another.
Not only that, we are supporting our restaurants.
Yes.
And so for the we have a few dozen people here that, you know, 80% of the people home, a few dozen people here getting subs, getting sandwiches, getting some Zoe's yesterday. Thanks, Zoe's. Getting some Olive Garden. We are hopefully supporting where we'd have staff maybe going out to their place. They're hopefully getting some good lunch activity. Tress is telling me I have to go to another commercial. But in the meantime, call our office. We have loan officers here. We're here live. We have loan officers here on the weekend. We have receptionists here. We are taking your phone calls. We're taking your locks. We're refinancing your loans. The new bill passed by Congress should allow relief to consumers by government law. You have to get the law in place before you just tell people to violate your contracts. There's going to be relief for homeowners to not make mortgage payments. There's going to be relief for lenders to be able to borrow money from the Fed to make your mortgage payments for you, because the money still has to go to Fannie Mae, or Fannie Mae will cease to exist. And so if they don't get your money, then they shut down and your 401k shuts down. And okay, we already talked about that. So now we get it. This bill was very important. We need about 3 to 6 months of financial assistance to our economy to be able to keep running the credit markets in some capacity. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We're going to come back and answer some of your questions after this on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Tress Collins. Bubba said he didn't sleep well last night. He shouldn't have been watching those shows, those scary binge shows.
He's watching American Idol.
I slept very well, actually. We had a naked twister party at our house last night. We had about 100 people over and did some naked twister.
Really?
We're just trying to get to the curve faster at the Miller household. So what we did is we doused people in tequila when they walked in.
Uh-huh.
And then you had to take a couple shots. It makes the bending easier.
Really?
You know? Yeah. So that didn't happen. That was that didn't happen. I'm just gonna let you know that didn't happen. The tequila shots didn't happen. The rest of it happened. No, none of that happened. All right. So we're here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, and I'm gonna tell you, really simple. This is a 30-second explanation of how the mortgage world works. Mortgage companies have a credit line. They give you a loan. They then sell that loan to a company that has a bigger credit line, and then that company who has a bigger credit line sells that loan to Fannie Mae, who has a credit line of unstoppable amounts of money that come in from insurance companies because they have to park their money somewhere, pension funds because they're by mandate had to park their money somewhere, federal governments because they need to park their money somewhere, and mortgage securities are considered a safe bet because they're backed by collateral. They're not an unsecured loan. They're backed by collateral, the home value. And so that's how the world works. Credit lines then give money to bigger credit lines, and then they fund loans with credit lines, and then that's how it works. I can tell you that one very large lender had their entire credit line shut down this week. And that's going to affect people. Luckily, it's not in the state of Texas. Luckily, it doesn't impact us. We don't have any business with that company. We don't wish any We wish no ill will upon any creditors out there. We want everyone's credit lines to remain open. We want your credit lines to remain open. We want you to be able to get back to work. We want people to remain safe. All that happiness. So, Tress, we have some questions.
We do.
You can get your question in here. If you want to ask a question, if you're listening this morning, if I'm not, one of my traits I think that's been helpful is I've been able to explain both to our staff and to people that will listen in layman's terms how things work in the mortgage world, because it's a mystery to most, thank God, because you don't want to live in this. It's not for you. It's a mystery. For us, it's one of those scary movies, you know, like Friday the 13th. Living in the mortgage world is like constantly living in like a, what do they call those shows when you got, what do they call it? Horror. We're living a horror film and you think it's just a mystery.
See, you make it seem more like an Indiana Jones flick. You know, or it's like if you're Indiana Jones and you're out there and you're traversing the jungles and taking all the risks to go bring back the golden statue and let everybody know.
But you're at home, get to watch Indiana Jones, and we live in the snake pit, okay?
Oh, yeah, and so that's
The mortgage world now. We obviously, I'm not complaining here. I'm just saying that there's a myriad of things you have to, just like any business. And luckily, I've been doing this for a while. And so we foresaw and foresee things coming, and I say, here's what's coming next. Get prepared. Do this. And our staff, experienced staff, most of the time listens. and so they're not looking at the future as much as I am most of the time. So in the way I do it. So anyway, Tress, I don't know what we're talking about. What are we talking about, Tress? There's so much to think about. 972-387-4600. If you want to get a refinance, a home purchase, get it pre-approved. We have our staff fully here taking it. Just so the non-QM loans are shut down. That's the credit scores below 620. The FHA and VA loans, a lot of concerns there. On the FHA and VA loans. Those loans below 660 until further notice. A lot of corporations are going to discontinue those due to the fear of having to forward your mortgage payment in potential defaults. Tress, let's get some questions.
Okay. Somebody asks, can you get a 15-year fixed with a VA? Credit score is 675. My wife is 665. Annual income is $98,000. They're buying in Mineral Wells.
You know, you can get a 15-year fixed VA. I can tell you that VA 30 years loans, for some reason, and in many instances and at many times, the VA 30-year will have better rates than the 15-year. The reason why the 30-year, you want to get the lowest rate because you can always pay it off in 15 years. So if the 30-year rate is lower than the 15, you take the 30-year rate because it's lower, and then you pay it, it's fixed, and you pay it off, you just pay extra principal. There's tons of calculators. Go to texaslending.com. Figure out if you paid extra payments, how soon you'll pay off. We have calculators on our website. It'll show you how fast you can pay off your mortgage. And so on the VA thing, the 15-year and the 30-year will swing back and forth between which one's the better deal. Call us up on the day you want to lock, and we'll let you know which one's the better deal. Tress, what's going on? Why are you laughing at me?
I just realized nothing.
You realize what?
Just listening to you talk and how you say the word calculator.
Calculator.
Sound like calculator.
Calculator.
Like cake. Like it's a calculator.
Yeah. Well, it might be a Michigan accent thing.
I know.
It's code. It's like when you're in Michigan in schools, they have certain keywords and code words that if we say it, we can identify you as a Michigander.
Michigander.
By the way.
Not a Michigoose.
Michigoose. Michigeese are women. Michiganders are men.
Gotcha.
Because what is good for the Michigoose is good for the Michigander.
Right.
All right. All right. Trust.
We have another question.
Yes.
Does Texas Lending offer a no-cost refinance?
Every lender offers a no-cost refinance, except for the appraisal. Appraisals are $500 to $600. And so certain things got to get paid up front, like your airline tickets. You don't get to wait to the end of the airline ticket and decide if you want to pay for the airline ticket.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Going to the movie theater, you got to pay for that up front. And restaurants you get to pay at the end. At certain parts of town, at certain parts of night, you can have some certain entertainment you can pay at the end. Mortgages have to be – appraisals have to be paid up front, Tress. Okay, so okay.
– Wow. Okay.
I'm assuming. I'm just yeah. – this is a sports station. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, next. I know.
Okay. Ooh, that's not – Okay, hi, looking at refinancing. Wife and I make $140,000. Our home is valued at $250,000 and we owe $229,000 with mortgage payment of $2,000 at 5%. We want to do no money down. Our credit scores are around 780. What are your thoughts about refinancing?
So 780 credit score, ding, 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 great. All right. They have $21,000 of equity in the house, so they're paying some PMI of some sort, it looks like. They're at 5%. Ding, 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 time to refinance. They can probably drop the rate nearly in half on a 15-year mortgage right now. Nearly. You can get a rate in the upper twos right now on a 15-year. Again, rates are changing daily. You talk to a mortgage lender and says, I'm going to think about it. And you call back the next day and you've cost yourself 1% in thinking. And so if you're hearing the lowest rate you've ever heard and it sounds good, you might want to just lock it because the mortgage world, you know, is changing quickly. And so that's a good thing if you can lock in a rate, you know, and drop your rate nearly 2% or more on that loan. Great idea for you. So, yes, that's a great option for them. Now, the zero cost thing, we go back to the appraisal, that $500 appraisal mm-hmm. might save you $500 a month for a lot of – and that loan, you know, that person might be able to save $500 a month if they can drop their rate 2.5%.
Totally so, worth it, sounds
yes,
like.
Yes,
yes. Okay. Do you handle larger land loans? Have a house with 12 acres, 4.3%, 3,100 payment with escrow, no PMI. My balance is 397. The value is between 750 and 800. Also have a 160 line of credit open. What yeah. are my options?
So your option for land loans are banks. That's who give land loans. Mm. And they typically have a Community Reinvestment Act requirement that yep. they have to lend a certain percentage of their money or a certain amount of their money within the district or zip codes of where they're doing their – where they're accepting money. If they're accepting your deposits, they're not offering loans back. Hey, we'll take your deposit from that county, but we're not going to give a loan. So the banks are the places to get your land loans. That's your options there. And, you know, we can talk more about that at a different time. But, mm-hmm. yeah, go out there and hopefully you can get that thing – they have a house at 4.3. I don't know if they're trying to buy. They're trying to drop their payment, it sounds like. I don't know if they're going to get much better than 4. They might be able to now. The market's changed a little bit, but a lot of those land loans are on ARMs or on balloon payments and such. Oh, Tress, we're not going to take a question?
Well, we have more questions.
We don't have
to. You have like 10 seconds.
We are being,
you don't have to.
We're just going to be disobedient when it comes to what Larry wants.
Is that what we're going to do? We're going to be rebellious?
We're rebellious.
Sounds
we're
exciting.
We're not going to cut our hair, paint our fingernails black, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, all that fun stuff.
Just for Larry. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer more of your questions. Get your question now at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show 972-387-4600. That's the text line. You can call our office, same number, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply today. We will get with you and call back in the speed of light if you go online and apply now at TexasLending.com. We will come back and answer more questions after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And we have, Tress, just a few minutes to get to the lightning round here. If you have a question, send it in, 972-387-4600. That's where we're going to answer your questions from. Tress. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. My wife only has 2 years of history as self-employed. Got her Social Security number in 2018. We worked on her credit, and she has around a 720. I have changed jobs 2 weeks ago. Same career. My credit is around 550. Would it affect my employment history and credit if we try to buy a house together right now?
Will it affect my employment? Would it affect my employment history? Your employment history won't change if you apply for a mortgage. And will it affect your credit? It typically doesn't affect your credit to apply for a mortgage. People have been scared a lot in the world to keep you from fulfilling your dreams of buying a home. People think that if you pull your credit, it's going to make your credit look bad. How ridiculous is that? If you go shopping for a house, a car, a boat, a motorcycle, a credit card, all on one weekend, and you open up seven lines of credit with seven different credit inquiries from seven different, you know, kinds of entities, yeah, these inquiries will raise a flag that you are taking on a whole bunch of credit that you might not be able to repay. But having someone pull your credit for your mortgage is not going to affect your credit. I'm telling you that now. And you actually have stupid loan officers, I'm going to say it, that tell people, don't have your credit pulled, it's going to affect your credit. And that's stupid. And so, because they don't know what they're talking about. So, doing this a long time, having your credit pulled to look for a mortgage isn't going to affect your credit. Go out there and get your dreams taken care of and start it with TexasLending.com.
Okay. Yep. You ready? My wife and I make a little over $50,000 per year. My credit is above 700. Hers is not so great. What options do we have? Love you guys. Love you too. I guess they're probably a first-time home buyer, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hers not so good. By the way, I want to go back to that last one, that 550 credit score.
Yeah.
That credit score is not going to help get a mortgage right now, okay? It's not that the you're not going to have your credit hurt for shopping for a mortgage, but you're not going to be able to get that mortgage with a 550 score.
Boom.
Now, I can tell you if there are certain programs where you don't have to look at your credit. But the self-employed thing, again, a lot of those programs went away a couple of weeks ago, those non-QM loans with the bank statement loans. These all got people were closed and they're ready to fund and they couldn't fund because the credit line seized up. The credit for those industries would be like if Fannie Mae went away tomorrow, the loans couldn't be made, right? Mm-hmm. And so, that's kind of what happened in the non-QM. There were certain financial companies that were funding that industry, and they stopped funding it because of the concern of people not making their payments.
Mm.
Okay, you know, that's what happens when you say don't make your payment. But, you know, we already know people aren't going to be able to make them.
Right.
It's not like we expect people who don't have a paycheck coming in to be able to make them. But how do we as the industry protect ourselves? I'm going to say it again. The Federal Reserve, because of the law that was passed yesterday and signed by the president, lenders are going to be able to borrow money at very low interest rates to be able to make your payments for you. And so because of that, the industry has to know what that borrowing rate is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to bake that into the interest rates that are being quoted to the street. So that's why the market seized up this week, because we don't really know what the cost of writing a mortgage really is right now without knowing what the cost of borrowing the money to make your payments for you, because you're not going to make them. Okay, so we want to keep giving loans and giving people refinances and people buying houses. We want to keep doing all that. Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve would like people to refinance and save money. But until we know what the cost of borrowing from them is to make your payments for you, we can't really put a price in there, can we? No. Okay, trust.
Okay, so did we really address this one? Their options.
Oh, I was trying to figure out how to get around that. No, I'm okay. 50K a year. 700 credit score is great. What options do you have? We have some 3% down conventional loans, which are great, and 3.5% FHA, 0 down VA, 0 down USDA. Those are the lowest down payment options. They typically have higher rates and PMI associated with them, except for the VA loan. They don't have any insurance cost. Well, there is an upfront cost. It's a funding fee that VA gets to help insure these VA loans. But you don't have a monthly payment on those. So you have some low down payment options at that 700 score. We really got to take a look and see, based on your income, you could probably end up affording yourself a $200,000 loan right now where the rates currently are.
Mm.
Trust.
Just give us a call. How big of a difference is a VA loan and conventional loan in interest right now? We have had a house together for a year and a half, but not married, and cannot do a VA loan until we are married.
We saw VA loans that were better than conventional loans about 2 years ago. We saw conventional loans catch up recently to VA loan rates. They're right in the same ballpark right now, I would say, except that the loans below 660, a lot of that credit market is seizing up right now before our eyes. You might be able to, well, they're telling us anything that isn't locked by the end of next week isn't going to get locked, and anything below 660 in the government insured loans. And again, that might change by Tuesday after we understand the meanings of the new law that was passed in the mortgage world.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Is that unconventional loan for those with high debt to income ratio? That's what keeps me from getting approved for a loan right now.
Is there a loan for high debt to income ratios? There were some loans out there that were doing it. High debt to income ratios. Those are going to be frowned upon right now because of the credit crisis and the cash crisis and the job crisis and the everything else crisis. You know, the once in a century crisis came twice in 12 years, and so we are we're in a crisis. So anyway, the high debt to income ratio, if it's higher than what's allowed through the computer algorithms, those are going to be harder to get done these days.
Mm. All right. We have a monthly payment of $1,900. My remaining loan is $207. Been in my house for almost 3 years. My rate is 5.1%. My home is roughly worth $308. How could I lower my payment? My credit score is 690 to 710. Possibly maybe a cash out refinance. They live in Waxahachie.
690 to 710. So once you get below 680, your rates go up. They're at 5 1/8 right now. They can get some cash out. Their rate might not go down right now because of the lower credit score that they have and getting cash out. They might find a rate. They might find a rate at 4.5, 4.25 and get cash out. So yes, they might be able to refinance, get some cash out and drop the rate. I expect that's going to happen for them. If you're below 680, yeah, that's not going to happen. But if they're over 680, if they truly are over 680, they can get their rate in the mid to low fours for cash out.
They could do a happy dance.
Yes. Tress. Oh, my gosh.
To a close.
All right. We got to get out of here. We're going to go out there right in the middle of the rainstorm. The rest of you, hopefully the rainstorm is allowing you to put the rain in the buckets.
Yes.
And hopefully they have a cure for this quickly and we can get back to work. Have a great week. We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.